Hey y'all, how's it going? Good morning. Happy Wednesday. It's Wednesday. It is Wednesday. Yes, it is. It's Wednesday. Yay. Come on in. Coach Lisa is here with us. Listen, I will tell you, I was just on a meeting with Corinne. I am not at home. I don't know if you can tell. This is not my office. I'm at my accountability partner's house with my other accountability partner, and we are here to celebrate her birthday. So I am in outside of Seattle, Washington. You can't see the mountains because it's rainy, because it's the Pacific Northwest, right? We are having a great time. And so I've got like it's you should see the lighting, but I was on a call with Corinne and she was like, "Do you have like your AirPods in? Because it sounds like you're in a hole and you're yelling at me." So I took them out. So if you can't hear me or having a hard time, oh, Judith, Jean Banning said, "Hey." So she said, "Hey, Jean, my hair does look a little bit different because it's just so dark in here. But anyway, here I am. I have a seasonal affective disorder light in front of me for lighting, so it's not dark. All the things. Yeah, if you have any trouble hearing me, Corinne told me to. So today we're talking about journaling. So here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna talk about journaling. We are going to talk about how to make it easy, but this is really a true Q&A. I am here to answer all of your questions. You know, Corinne used to do these Wednesday calls and she taught a lot, and then there wasn't a lot of time to answer y'all's questions. And so we really did want to give y'all opportunities to, you know, ask all your questions and get them all answered. So whatever you're working through, whether you're doing journaling with us this month or you're new and you're working through no BS and you've got questions about that, just let us know, right? We're here to help you. So we're going to talk about 5 minutes of how to journal in 5 minutes a day. So I talked about this the other week about how a lot of us, when we think about journaling, we think it has to be this long, drawn out process. And this month, we are all about breaking your brain into realizing that it ain't your mama's journaling. This is not the late 1970s and 80s journaling, the Dear Diary, kind of a thing. Like, it is not like that. It is, I use Marco Polo with my accountability group. It is recording a video for them in 5 minutes or less. That is journaling. That's exactly what it is. It is, you know, drawing a picture like Andra does in the membership. Doesn't take her very long. It is just having a thought that's going around and around in your head. Or an idea that's just going around and around in your head, and you're focused on that and not on weight loss, it's taking the time to write that thought down just to get it out of your head. It is stopping for a minute and asking, even asking yourself, you can journal in your head, is that even true? Is that even true? I don't even think that's true. You could voice record yourself and go back and watch, like you're, you know, listen to what you said if you want to. If you write in your planner every day, it asks you a couple questions. That is journaling. That is considered journaling. All we're trying to do is get what is in your head, what is keeping you stuck, what is keeping you spinning, the lies that we know we tell ourselves in our head because they were practiced, their habit, we've been thinking them for so long, get them out of our head so we can at least look at them. And a lot of you think if I get it out of my head, it's going to be deep and it's going to open up a Pandora's box or it's going to open up a can of worms. And then I can't put it back in the box and then it's just going to ruin my life. And then I'm going to start crying. That is not what happens. That is not what happens. All that happens is you're already thinking about it anyway. We might as well pull it out into the light of day, expose it, and question it. It's already there. It's already there. The other thing that you can do, if you do want to go to a deeper dive, and not even more than 5 minutes, because we're talking about 5 minutes, you have got on this month and no BS, those journal prompts. You've got 30 days of journal prompts. We put them on the this month and no BS. We have them for all different things. We got them for drinking, we got them for goal weight, maintenance, we got them for everything. You can go in there, set a timer. I don't want you to feel intimidated by answering a question. So go in there, be like, I like that question. You don't have to commit to 30 days, just pick a question and set a timer. for 3 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever it is. Start writing. And when that buzzer goes off, I don't give a shit if you're in the middle of the sentence. Stop. Prove to yourself that it doesn't take that long. All right. Yes. Yeah, I know your little win. Yes. Post in Facebook. Karen Brent does. Karen fucking Brent. I bet she counts that as journaling. I know Karen Brent writes a lot, but I bet she counts that as journaling. Yeah. Debbie Lurvy is a great example in our membership of somebody who goes in that Facebook group and she just writes everything she's thinking. Go into Ask Coaches and be like, I'm having trouble identifying what my old shitty thoughts are, and write, copy and paste whatever you want to copy and paste into Ask Coaches and be like, can you help me identify old shitty thoughts? Even going in and asking a question and Ask Coaches is journaling, because you probably have thoughts or feelings or ideas and you want to get help with them. All right, I'm going to go ahead and answer questions. Like I said, Lisa is with us, so she's in the chat. Beth, the prompts are under courses this month in No BS. Everything you need that we're working on this month. If you're in your first 30 days, remember we want you to focus on the No BS weight loss course. But if you want to start journaling, by all means. Somebody said, where am I? I'm about an hour outside of Seattle, Washington, for my accountability partner's birthday with my two accountability partners. Today is actually Jen Saya's birthday. For all of you who know, she's turning the big 5-0 and she's having a party this weekend. So Judith and I came out here to celebrate with her. So we're very excited about that. I never thought that journaling and growth day counted as no BS journaling. Duh, of course it counts. Yes, of course it does. Of course it does. All right, we already have a few questions. I'm gonna get after it. Can you give me, Caroline says, can you give me some examples of what the journaling around, what do the numbers tell me on the habit tracker? I'm on my first week after the initial 30-day quick start. Yes. What are the numbers telling you on that habit tracker? So is it telling you that you need to go all in and focus on, am I hungry over the next week? Is it telling you that you need to work on making a more doable plan? So if that number is really low, you just look at them. Maybe you're perfect on water. The number is telling you to keep going on water. It is saying, get after it, girl. You have figured this out. That's what that number's telling you. If you're not one of the numbers is high. If it's, less than 50% on following your plan, then it is telling you, look at your plans, see if they're doable. Is there something that you're overeating every single day and maybe now you need to plan it, or you're going off plan with every single day? Maybe now you need to plan it. That is what those, you just look at the data and say, huh, this is low or this is high. What does that mean for me? That's a great question, Caroline. Diane said, I'm okay. I'm doing okay with the short form journaling, list, calendar, planner. But once in a while, I feel some low level anxious feelings about who knows what, right? I want to write about it like a brain dump, but I end up just staring at the blank screen. Any ideas? Yes, I do. I do. I do. I do. So just start writing anything that comes to your mind. If I had to take a guess, I'm anxious because. Or I'm probably anxious about something that might be going on today. Just start listing out everything you're doing today and see, like, if anything, you're like, oh man, I don't even like writing that. That's probably what you're anxious about. So just start writing anything. Anything. If I had to take a guess, if Corinne was paying me $50,000 to tell her why I'm anxious, here are all the things I would tell her and see if that helps. How can accountability partners help you with your journaling journey? I love that because I have accountability partners. So we use Marco Polo in my accountability group. That's how we do. And so we talk to each other. And the good thing about having accountability partners is, and they have done this to me before. I want you to go back and listen to what you just said. Do you know you just said XYZ? And they will alert me to shitty stories that I have. Or I'll tell a shitty story and they will come back in and give me another thought that maybe I could think. They'll offer up another thought for me. Or if I think I should be doing something, they'll be like, why should you? You've had these 45,000 things going on. So they help hold me accountable with my thoughts. They'll call me out on them. They'll point out other stories for me, which is so amazing, which is so amazing to have, right? Because it is a lot of times I know for me, verbal journaling is the best because I judge my thoughts when I write them down. So I'll like I try to coach myself while it's coming down, like I'm writing it down. So I'll think about my next sentence and then I'll be like, oh, that sounds good. And I'll go back and say something else in my writing. But when I run my mouth, y'all know, I just say whatever the fuck comes to my mind. I can't, I mean, I can't stop myself. I can't help myself just say whatever comes in my mind. And so for me, I want to make sure that I am like stream of consciousness works better for me. I don't censor myself. So that is that's what I do. Nancy says, any journal thoughts about urges? Is there a really good one, Lisa? I'm trying to think of all the categories in that journaling. Is there a good one that she could use for urges? Yeah, I mean, it can be as easy as why am I having an urge to eat? What am I looking for with this urge? What am I missing? What do I think it's going to give me? How do I think it's going to help me in the moment? What am I trying to get away from right now with this urge? Anything like that is a great place to start when you're talking about urges. The food prompts, Lisa said, they're great for urges. I couldn't remember all. There's like, I don't know how many categories. So Lisa said, the food prompts. There's another life coach. What's his name? Growth Day. Oh, shit. What's his name? Anyway, Corinne got us a Growth Day membership 1 year for Christmas, like as a team. Brendan Burchard. Thank you, Christy. And a lot of people follow him. But you're here at No BS. You don't have to follow Brendan Burchard. But he just has like a, you do a podcast, you can listen to classes and all that other kind of stuff. Yeah, Luann said, I clean up your, she cleans up her thoughts when she's writing them down. But if I talk, it just jumps out. That's what me too. Mine does too. Somebody said, where am I? I'm in Quilcene, Washington, outside of Seattle. I'm in my first 30 days. I tried to go to the Tuesday Q&A call. It never started. Is it so in your first 30 days, we offer a Tuesday Q&A if you're in your first 30 days. Well, Monday, Zoom took a collective dump. It was a hot, I mean, you talk about dumpster fire, it was a dumpster fire. I had to text with Zoom. I had to Zoom with Zoom. I had to talk to Zoom, all that kind of stuff. So we did move the link to a different link for yesterday's call. I did update the calendar, but your account, sometimes they don't sync like they're supposed to. We did send out a different Zoom link in an email, but if you didn't get that, I apologize tremendously. We are doing them. They're on the calendar if you're in your first 30 days, and I apologize, but we had to move that meeting yesterday. So I'm sorry about that. But we are still doing them. If you're in your first 30 days, I do a quick little 30-minute Q&A to help you with no BS. Brianna, I used Growth Day for a year, then signed up with No BS and canceled it, as yours is what I need. That's exactly right. Thank you. Yeah. I know I am. I'm in meetings every day at 7 o'clock and I'm done at 3:30. It's fantastic. Keep asking your questions. Y'all, we are 45 minutes away from being done with this call. And I have no questions. Y'all are doing great. Doable hunger on point. Y'all losing weight. Like ain't nobody stalled, plateaued. Everybody's doing fantastic. I mean, the four basics are on lock. Y'all all good. We all just sitting around losing weight. No urges, no worries. My issue is how to deal with my family. Well, tell me a little bit more, Brianna. I mean, I know a little bit about that. I mean, I know about dealing with families for sure. I have one myself. I have one myself. Karen said, I'm finally losing again. Nailing shit. Girl, you go ahead then, Karen Brent. Just okay, we'll see though, Brianna. But just tell me a little bit about, like, is it your mama? Is it what is going on? Oh, Manuel, I love this. I need help to stop urges when I watch TV. This is brought on by being bored. How can I stop this? One thing, and we're actually doing this in April. We're talking, so over the next couple months in No BS, in April, we're doing an environmental cleanup. So we are going to set up our environment for weight loss, whether it's like putting things in other places, portioning out snacks that you know you tend to overeat, moving your small plates, if you want to eat off a small plate, up to the front of your cabinet so you never forget to grab that. Whatever it is, we're going to give you a list of things you can try, all kinds of stuff, all like taking the candy dish off your damn kitchen counter, right? Like that's one. So we're going to be doing all of that. And then we are going to move into May, the end of April. We are going to cap it off with a nighttime eating workshop. So, because what happens is you've got like all this shit laying around all day long. And then you tell yourself, no. And then at night, you have given away all of your fucks. You have n zero fucks left. And so we're going to have our environment set up. So it's going to be amazing. So one thing you can do in anticipation of that, you're like, I have an urge when I watch TV at night, blah, blah, blah. Get out of your eating chair. I am such a proponent of this because here's what happens. Your brain loves to put things on a habit loop. It loves to keep things easy. Like, how can we just make it easy and we don't have to think, especially at night, because we didn't thought all day. We're tired. Our brains are tired. We don't want to think no more. So what happens is for a long, 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 long time, you have been eating at night while you watch TV. And you have the same probably habit that you go through, the same ritual. Probably not calling it a ritual, but it's exactly what it is. And so you go ahead. And you're like, okay, it's quiet finally. God bless. I can go turn on my Netflix. It's going to be great. And then you sit down in the chair and you also tell yourself, I'm not going to eat tonight. I'm not going to eat. Oop, nope. But everything leading up to that is exactly the same as it has been every single day. So you tell yourself the same thing. Fine. It's finally my time. I get to relax, whatever it is. You can go watch me some Netflix. Sit in the same chair. Maybe you get your water or a glass of wine or hot tea, whatever you do in the evenings. Sit in the same chair, pick up the same remote in the same pajamas. If you're in pajamas, turn on the same TV, but you don't have food. And your brain is like, wait a minute, something has gone terribly wrong. This something's wrong. There is a piece of this puzzle that is missing. This is not how we watch TV, Manuel. We don't do it like this. Here's what we eat, and then here comes the urge. This is the only thing that's different. It's the only thing that's different. So the first thing you can do is switch it even more. If you sit in a different chair, it's gonna feel hella uncomfortable, but your brain is like, oh, we don't eat in this chair. It's not time to set up an urge because we don't eat here, we eat there. We're not sitting there, we're sitting here. We don't eat here, we eat there. And, you know, if we were sitting there, we would want to eat, but we don't eat over here. So that's one great trick to make sure that you can, you know, environmentally kind of clean up that habit. And your brain will be like, well, we don't eat here, so we're good. The other thing is, I want you to go back and listen to No BS about why you are wanting to eat. Go back and listen. Because sometimes you have urges to eat because you have underfed yourself during the day. Maybe you're busy and you're not listening to your stomach and you're not honoring when you're hungry. It could also be that that's the only time you let yourself relax. And the only way you know how to relax is with food. You have given, 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 given all day, and you only have food in your toolbox. And we address all of that. There's a whole section in the new No BS Weight Loss course that addresses all of that. So, first step, try getting out of your eating chair. Second step, go back and listen. See how you identify in those videos that Corinne does, and then come in to ask coaches and be like, this is what I noticed. I was on the Q&A with MJ. I got out of my eating chair. I went back and listened to those videos, but I also think I might be doing this thing. Help me, and we will help you. Difference between behavioral wise and goal wise. So, like a behavioral why to me is, let me see. I just want to be able to move my body like easily, which is my behavioral why is very important of like going and walking. I want to get my water in because I know it helps. That's my behavior that I want. Getting up in the morning is a behavioral why. Going shopping with my daughters in a boutique is a goal why. I want to be a certain size in my body because I want to be able to go shopping in boutiques with my daughters. I want it to be able to fit in a seat when I went to my daughter's competitions, dance competitions, without being uncomfortable. I wanted to sit comfortably and be able to cross my legs in an airplane, not wear a seatbelt extender, not have to turn sideways. Like those were all of my goal whys. But behavioral wise are the person that you want to be, right? Like the habits that you want to create and why that behavior is important to you. I am so resistant to journaling and don't know why. I see the logic in it, but I just don't do it. How can I make it easy and just start? We have to look at your story. You don't know why. You do know why. Janet, come back in the chat or in the Q&A and tell me why. If you had to guess, I was like $10,000, Janet, right now. Tell me why you don't like to journal. Take a guess. Because when you say, I don't know why, you can't solve it. I don't know means I can't solve anything. Take a wild ass guess. I bet you'll be right. How can I encourage my accountability partners? I feel we are stuck. So, to encourage your accountability partners, pick a goal. Pick a course on the website. One time we did my accountability group was so stupid. We did an exercise challenge and we each came up with, we did like a circuit. I don't even remember. This was a couple of years ago. Judith might remember, but like there were four of us at the time and each of us picked an exercise. So, like Jen's, I think, was like walk on the treadmill for 10 minutes. And then I moved into like, oh, somebody did like tricep push-ups. Somebody did like a wall plank, whatever. And then we just did a circuit. We did it like five times and we picked a time and we all did it at the same time. That was a lot of fun. We have gone through classes together. You can pick like something that your group is struggling with. You can also pick like a call, like mid-month reboot is a great one to do. It's about to come up just now. And be like, let's finish the month strong. Like that can be your 2-week goal. 'Cause you can start out super simple and go listen to the, like, we're either gonna attend live or listen to the replay. And then by Sunday, we're gonna talk about or post the one thing that we're gonna do to finish the month strong. So you can start kind of small, but you have to start with like a roadmap of like, we're all in on doing this one thing. That is the best way to get your group going. My husband, 8-year-old, this is Brianna about her family. He is an enabler and she's learning unhealthy habits. So I'm trying to better my health and trying to help hers without starting weight loss worries. Brianna, I'm just going to tell you. For children, for kids, the only way that you are going to be able to affect your children is every thought you think about stopping at enough, about being hungry, about I really want it, but whatever. What you're going to want to do is say your thoughts out loud. That's the best way you can help your kids. I firmly believe it. I did my kids. So it's like, oh my God, this food is amazing, tastes so good. I've actually had enough. And I know I can pack it up for tomorrow. So I'm gonna leave it for now. Because that's the conversation we have in our head. Give them the gift of saying it out loud. Oh my God, I would love a donut so much. But I'm actually not hungry right now. I'm not hungry. And so, as good as it is, I know I can always stop back by here and get a donut another time. It's not that far. Say them out loud. We gatekeep our own like amazing, thought patterns. Right? So we don't want to do that. You're creating these amazing thoughts. It does, like Christy said, there's definitely something to say out loud. First of all, you're right, Christy. It does reinforce these amazing thoughts that you have, and it is training your daughter how to think about food and how to think about creating an amazing relationship with food. Because if mama's saying it, mama's telling her stuff, that must be what I'm supposed to be doing as well. Brenda said, are there any prompts regarding regains and getting back on track? Yes. After your first 30 days, are there, after your first 30 days, you get bonus courses and pathways. Under the courses tab, go under the courses tab in the pathways, and you will see a regain solution. There's an entire course about it. There's a whole guide attached to it. There are worksheets in there. It is probably, it's an older course. We've talked about redoing it at some point in the membership, but it's so fucking good. Like we haven't just haven't done it because everybody gets such value out of it. And we're doing other things. Like we're about to roll out an emotional eating course and different things. So like the regain solution, everybody's get so much value out of it. Like we have not redone it. Brianna said, so I have my plan for eating and our meals, and he will bring home unhealthy meals and eat that instead. Why does that matter to you, Brianna? Let him bring it home. Have something in the freezer that is like, if I say I want chicken and broccoli and he brings home a pizza, then I have something in the freezer I know I can go to so I can achieve my goals. Give yourself two choices. That's number one. Number two, say, you know what? I'm gonna go pick it up tonight. I'm gonna be out anyway. Let me go pick it up. You could say that, but you don't have to eat that. Just because he brings it home does not mean that you have to eat it. Be like, listen, I told you, bitch got goals. Bitch got goals. And I am gonna eat what I wanna eat. You can eat that. Have at it. Enjoy, sir. Yeah, bitch got goals. It does not matter. If he brings it home, always have a backup plan, especially if you know he has a pattern of doing that. Like 9 times out of 10, when he says he's gonna pick up food, he's gonna bring home some kind of jackass bullshit that I don't wanna eat, I didn't plan for. It's not gonna help me reach my weight loss goals. So it's not a shocker that he does this. Have that, like, the Vermont cottage cheese extra protein that Corinne loves so much and put a scoop of, and it's always on the plan. Or have, like, when you make soup or something, make a double portion, put half of it in the freezer so that whenever he brings something, put it in some warm water, heat it up, and you have a nice dinner. I just feel like surrendering to the fact I will just be fat. I mean, you're welcome to do that, Kathy. But here's the thing. You don't know where to start. You're probably feeling like you don't get a lot of traction. If I had a guess, I'm putting thoughts in your head, Kathy. If I'm wrong, please tell me I'm wrong. 'Cause I mean, I can read your minds a little bit, but not great. You probably notice that you make plans and you don't follow them, or you say that you're going to do good for a while. And you do good for a few days and then you kind of fall off and then you go into fuck it mode. If I had to guess, that is probably what is happening. When that happens for a lot of people, some people we talk about in the membership that we have the bottom line bitch, like just a bare minimum. Then we have the moderation mama who does a little bit of different things like pick and choose. And then we have the deep dive divas. The deep dive divas typically are like, I'm gonna work on hunger and enough and water and blah, 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 blah. We did a survey not like a couple years ago, I guess now. We found out that less than 10% of the membership are deep dive divas. Majority are bottom line bitch A little bit more like the majority, but like almost neck and neck was Moderation Mamas. Which means that probably, Kathy, you need to pick one. You need to pick one thing, whatever it is. I would pick hunger or enough because that's what's going to get you guidance and weight loss. I don't give a shit if you don't follow your plan. Doesn't make a difference. I don't give a shit if you make a plan, Kathy. Be honest. Don't tell my boss. What about if for 2 weeks you are all in on am I hungry? I mean, whatever I want, only when I'm hungry. If I have to wait, that's fine. And then your brain is going to say, what, Kat? Well, you're not working on enough. Your brain says you need a plan. What about your water? I don't think you're getting water in. La, 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 la. Not hearing you right now. MJ said, 2 weeks, am I hungry? You are absolutely right about that. Thank you, Kathy. See, I say I can't read minds, but I've spent so much time with y'all, I think I can. I am drinking water. I love that. So don't worry about planning. You could go back to the quick start guide. I love that for a lot of you who are not consistent with planning and all that other kind of stuff. Go back to the quick start guide at the very beginning of the No BS Weight Loss course. There is a planner in there. We call it a tracker. It's not necessarily a planner. But Kathy, I want you to do that. Do it for 30 days, but just do the am I hungry for 2 weeks, whatever. You go back at the end of the day and you write down what you ate, but it gets you really dialed into, was I hungry when I ate? Did I stop it enough? Like, don't do that planner yet. Just because you get to module five of the No BS Weight Loss course and we give it to you, does that mean you have to do it? You could lose every pound following that quick start tracker. Every pound. Because you know why? Because it focuses on am I hungry and have I had enough? You'll lose every friggin' pound just by doing that. But what happens is we try to do so many things, we try to bite off everything. And because we've had to in other diets, we've had to do it for so long. If you don't do Weight Watchers just perfectly, or if you don't do keto just perfectly, or you don't do, Optavia just perfectly, then all is lost. You have to do it all. You have to do it all right now. And you have to do it all right, or you're all going to be fucked. No, that is not what we do. We pick one thing and we go all in on it and we get good at that. And then we pick another thing because we are no BS women. And here's the other thing, Kathy. You have support of an entire coaching team. Now, when you're feeling like that, the first thing all of y'all need to think, I bet I should, I'm gonna take this to ask coaches. That should be your first thought. You have a team of weight loss experts who have lost weight, who know no BS backwards and forwards, who are as passionate about this membership and about you as Corinne Crabtree herself. And we are sitting there wanting to help Kathy, wanting to help every single one of you. We're just sitting there. We got all the answers. That should be the first thing that pops into your head. Shouldn't be, I need to quit. I'm a fuck up. Let me go beat myself up. I guess I'm never going to figure this out. We sit and we do all that stuff when you've got a literal team of experts being like, here I am. Just ask me. I have your answer. And we're like, oh no, I'm not going over there. Nope. Not going to do it. I just canceled my membership. No, that's not how it works. When you get stuck, when you notice the scale, like Kathy said, I've been in the program for 3 years. At first, I lost 30 pounds, but I've gained it back. Girl, when you notice you're 5 pounds up, when the scale starts going the other way, you'd be like, bitch, I got to get over to ask coaches. I got to get over there. I got experts sitting around waiting on me. I'm gonna figure this shit out. I'm gonna come on a coaching call. I'm gonna get in the Q&A where I know the coaches are. I'm gonna get me some help. Because I swear, y'all, we are literally a keyboard strike away We have got a it's coming out, I think, in the newsletter this week. There's some chicken. Wish I could find it. There's Lisa, I sent you, put that link to that Good Ass Coaches that I sent you and Jen the other day. It's gonna be highlighted. I don't know if it was in this newsletter or next newsletter, but anyway, it's this chick who fucking is using Ass Coaches like a fucking boss. I was like, if everybody did this, everybody'd be losing fucking weight. Because you know what she did? She came in and she was like, here were my stats for this week. Here was my weight loss for this week. Here's my plan for next week. Here's to the coaches. And then we give her a little bit of feedback, give her a little bit of, whatever, way to go, a little bit of pump up. She come back at the end of the week. Lisa just posted it in the chat. Go look at her. She's been coming in there for over a month. Here's my stats this week. Here's what I lost. I didn't lose weight this week, but I had surgery. So that could be it. Blah, 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 blah. Coaches come in, talk to her, hear from her again in a week. Here's my stats. Here's how much weight I lost. I was like, oh my God. I was like, this child needs to get like the Ass Coaches gold medal. It's amazing to see how she's using it. Y'all can do that too. And you'll see. You click on that link, you'll see it's a back and forth, back and forth, back for over a month. I bet it's over a month. I looked, but I was answering coaches and answering questions and Ask Coaches the other day because we had some coaches off, and I was like, she has got it going on over here and Ask Coaches. Anyway, I have been on a high horse. I channeled my inner Corinne Crabtree for just a moment, but now I'm back. I'm gonna start answering. Gail said, look. Great example, Gail. I'm afraid to go to Ask Coaches because I don't track data, and that's usually the first thing they ask. Here's what you do, Gail. I am not losing weight and I am not tracking my data. But if I had to get, because you know your data, we don't need a tracker. We talk about this like in the mid-month reboot and at the end of the month when we do those calls. On a scale of 1 to 4, 1, I don't ever do it. I ain't a planner. I ain't even downloaded some bitch. I'm a 1. Water, out about half the time, I reckon. I guess that's a 2. Am I hungry? You know, I do. I'm a 4, girl. MJ, I'm telling you what's true. You guess, but if I had to guess, like here I am on just guess. I always feel bad if I keep my Ass Coaches going back and forth. Why, kid? That's what the. We did this whole thing. She was like, I feel like I'm taking too much of their time. Our one job, Kim, this membership, all of y'all. I mean, God bless. We have one fucking job. One, to make sure you lose weight. You personally, every one of you listening to this call. That's our one job. That's the one thing we gets us out of bed every morning. I'm gonna tell you something. If this is the truth. If Ask Coaches blew the fuck up and we spent all day long, every single no BS coach had to be in there helping y'all every single day, Corinne would hire more coaches. That's what we're here for. But I see so many of y'all quit because you're too scared or you think you're taking our time. Y'all, that's what we're here for. I'm in that, we're doing a launch this week, we're doing a challenge, and I'm like, I want to help them so bad. I hope every fucking one of them join. They're so lost over there. And here you are. I mean, you're like literally seconds away from having somebody helping you figure it out. You've done it for long, for too fucking long. You had to figure it out by yourself. Now here you are, you got us. I just. Y'all, it's all we want to do is help y'all. Like, I mean, all of us. Because you deserve it. You don't think you deserve it, but I know you deserve it. I know you do. Lisa knows you do. And we want you to get it so bad. I want it worse for you than you want it for yourself. You'll never know. You'll never know how bad I want it for you. There's no way y'all could know. I wake up thinking about y'all. I go to bed thinking about y'all. I think about y'all all day long. All day. Please help, let us help you. That's all we want to do. That's literally all we want to do. And how many people in your life, their greatest desire is to help you? Y'all feel like nobody helps you at home. You feel like you're holding down the fort at work. You feel like you're the only one trying to parent your kid, take care of your aging parent. And there's a group of women who the only thing, the thing they want most in the world is to help you, which you've been wanting all along, and you don't reach out to them. Please do. Please reach out. Okay, never mind. I know I'm passionate about y'all. You want me to talk and get passionate? Let me talk about how y'all don't ask for help. And that's all we want to do is help y'all. I'll get passionate. I haven't used Ask Coaches because I know I'm not doing everything. Nobody is. Lavina, I'm not doing everything right either. I do not follow the four basics perfectly. Neither does Lisa, neither does Jean Banning, neither does Nancy. Neither does Janet, neither does Deneen. None of us do. None of us are doing it perfectly. And you're saying I'm going to end up being judged. Nobody's judging you. Because you know what? If we judge you, McJudge pants you, Lavina, guess who else I got to judge? Me. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I'm not judging me. All right. Will my brain ever relax over constantly thinking about whether or not I should eat? Yes, it will get easier, Deneen. It really will. But also, Corinne was talking about this the other day. Normal eaters also, she was talking about how Chris wakes up and like, what do you think we're gonna have for dinner? I mean, he's a normal eater. He's already thinking about dinner when he wakes up. Right? Like he's already, we think that no, that normal eaters and thin people never think about food. The truth of the matter is, they do think about food. But when we do it, we think it makes us wrong. Now, if you're thinking about food a lot, a lot, a lot, it will get easier. Like once you like really hone into your cues of like, am I hungry and all that kind of stuff, it does get easier. And you'll notice that you don't think about it as much because you just kind of know. So that will get better. Janet said, I'm learning to live alone for the first time in my life at 63. Figuring out what to eat and do is torture. I always had someone to do it for. I'm trying to learn to pursue myself. I'm finding it difficult. Do you have any suggestions? Yes, I do. And I will tell you, Janet, it's not on the same level as you, but like we've always had three kids at home. Now we're my husband and I are empty nesters. And we're like, the fuck? Like, how do we just cook for two people? We've had to start freezing shit. I mean, we just really have. Like we make something like on Sunday and we eat it Sunday and Monday, and then I've been cooking again like midweek. And then I freeze whatever was left so that when we do thaw it out and eat it later because we've had to really adjust. Like we used to cook food on Sundays that lasts us all week, and then like, but we would have a different things during the week, but it's just the two of us now. So it is a lot different. We've had to find our way too. And I will tell you, it's been difficult. It has really been difficult. I've had the urge, more urges to emotionally eat, to go pick up food that I love because nobody else is around, right? Like I've had to like totally recreate my relationship with food, like and emotionally and all that kind of stuff. So I get you, Jeanette. Figuring out what to eat and do, you're saying it's torture because probably you're thinking, I shouldn't have to be doing this. I've never had to do this. Nobody should be 63 trying to learn how to figure this out. That's what makes it feel torturous. What if figuring out what to eat and do is way different than anything I've ever done before? And I might not like it because we don't want to go pie in the sky thought, Janet. I may not like it, but I bet I'll figure it out. You're 63. Go in that 55 plus Facebook group. If you're in Facebook, Janet, and ask, like, for all of you who live alone, what do you do for cooking for yourself and all that kind of stuff? That's a great place to do like crowdsourcing, and asking what they do. Yeah, Karen said, and even for two, Karen, whenever I'm used to making like a crock pot full of shit, cooking for one is tricky because it's so easy to say no to cooking and grab something. That's why I've embraced the freezer. I have some chili in the freezer, like soups and stuff, especially. I find myself getting caught up on sugary treat and giving it too much power. I think if I don't have a treat each day, I'll lose weight faster. But when I do restrict, I focus on it all day long. But if I plan it, I eat it and move on and don't really think about it. Should I cut it out and deal with my thoughts, cravings, or continue to plan it? If you're losing weight, I would keep it. I don't do really, I mean, I talk about how I ate chocolate every day. I did eat chocolate every day. But I started to level it up. So when I was losing weight, and I still have it, the past couple of weeks, I've actually had some. I found some at Aldi's that was cheap as fuck. Anyway, I would eat two or three squares of dark chocolate every day, but it started out as milk chocolate. So I did that for a while. And then I'm like, then I started dabbling with, because I know dark chocolate's supposed to be good for you or whatever. And I thought, I'll try it. So I tried like barely dark chocolate, you know, like not really dark chocolate. And then I just kept going and going. And then I ended up with two squares of dark chocolate. And the evenings, and it's dark chocolate. It ain't. And now I can't even eat any other chocolate. That's crazy. That I don't even like it anymore. But you can even look at that and level it up. We used to have a member in the membership who bought these like little pre-portioned chocolate cakes. She ate them every day and lost weight. If you want to keep it, if you ever go to Kathy Hartman's house, I always tell this story on her. If you ever find yourself at dinner at Kathy Hartman's house, there is a little candy dish of Dove chocolate on her table. And after dinner, they pass it around and everybody has a little Dove chocolate. There's nothing wrong with it. If you like it and you want to keep it, by all means, keep it. Nothing wrong with that. Karen said, you have a mom that is similar to mine. I'm working on putting hard boundaries down. She's getting confused now, oh, with a bit of dementia. Girl, so was my mama. She's always been quick to anger, so the combination is wicked. I know, and I've always been my mom's like whipping post, and so now that she's getting confused, she has got her stick out, darling. Woo, it's been not good. I've decided I'm going to start saying I will talk to you when you're less frustrated, goodbye, and hang up. I have had to start doing that same thing. Any words of encouragement to actually follow through with this? It makes me nervous, but what's she going to do? Ground me? I know. I go visit my mom in assisted living. And she will, yeah, she lets me have it. It's been bad lately. Been really bad with my mom. And I have several times said, I don't think this conversation is getting us anywhere. I'll come back and see you tomorrow. And I just walk. And she'll say, don't walk away from me as I'm walking away from her. But here's the good thing about dementia. She forgets quickly. So there's that. And I do, I'll say the same thing on the phone. This isn't getting us anywhere. I'll call you when we both kind of when we both calm down and I just hang up. It's you have to for your own sanity, or I did. It's bad. It's bad. And my mom's dementia now is such that when you remind her she has dementia, she gets pissed because she doesn't think she has it. She forgets that the doctor told her, and then she thinks I'm making up lies about her. Let's see. I have been seeing a steady decline in my health, and I leave the doctor's office with grand plans to change my lifestyle right now and take this seriously. Oh, it's a good buckle down question. But I keep going right back to my old habits, binging. I'm so frustrated with myself. Yes, because you're leaving with grand plans, right? You are not wanting to upend your life. And I don't blame you for not wanting to upend your life, Kim. Pick one thing. If you had to pick one thing that you think, if you change this thing, and don't pick binging, don't pick something big as fuck. One thing, something small that you're like, you know what? If I did this one thing, I think I would see a little bit of progress. What would it be? And you go there, go to ask coaches, let us help you come up with a plan for it. Because what happens is we have done this so many times, Kim. I bet you've done it. With diets, with I'm going to overhaul my life, and you throw all the shit away, and then you go all in. And then what happens in about 2 weeks? It's over. If you really want to change your life and your health, you start with one thing. You start moving forward with that. You get good at that. You do the next thing. I mean, that's seriously how it happens. And that's also how you don't freak yourself out, because you don't want to freak yourself out so much so that it keeps you stuck. You want to take steps. But when you freak yourself out, then you're like, that's going to be too hard. And then you just don't do anything. So make it, what's the one word in OBS? Doable. Whatever you've been planning is not doable for you, which is why you're not doing it. Janet said, why are we so resistant to starting with just one thing? I just talked about that, Janet. We have had to overhaul our life to lose weight in the past, to get healthy in the past. We've had to join the membership, buy the shakes, go to the meetings, do all the things. And you had to do it right and you had to do it perfectly. And all the stars and the planets had to align in order for you to lose weight. And so whenever we tell you pick one thing, you're like, that's not how it works. I've never done that before. Your brain is like, no. When we're going to change our life, bitch, we change our life. We change everything. We do it all at one time, and that's how it works. So whenever, that's why Corinne did the not good enough challenge. That's a great place for you to start. Kim, when you decide I'm going to pick my one thing, and then your brain's like, that's not good enough. That's not good enough. That's exactly where you start. I don't know if y'all remember this, but Corinne did a, for all of you who are new, one Sunday, she did a not good enough challenge. She challenged everybody, like everything that you try to do, not good enough. It was on a call. It was kind of organic and like whatever. People lost a shit ton of weight in a month because they were like, it's not good enough. We can revamp it and do it again. If y'all want to go in there and start posting not good enough, when you think you're, this is how it works. This week, I'm going to work on waiting for hunger. So I'm going to wait on it. And then your brain says, but what about enough? But what about water? But what about planning? But what about this? But what about that? And that hunger is not good enough. You think you're going to lose weight just waiting on hunger? That is not good enough. That's when you say to yourself, bingo, nail on the head. That's what I'm working on. You work on that one thing. And all week, your brain's about, that's not good enough. That's not good enough. That's not good enough. You're never going to lose weight like this. Like, shut down, bitch. Let's see what happens on Friday. And then we saw people losing a shit ton of weight. It was ridiculous. All because they gave themselves permission, leave two bites behind and put them in a gallon Ziploc freezer. Yes. Christy said, I did that to prove that was good enough. Absolutely. Absolutely. And Janet, I feel like nothing is good enough. I keep telling myself that nothing is good enough, but I bet if I get started, I'll prove myself wrong. You got to add something to the end of that sentence, Janet. Nothing wrong with having that sentence. I keep feeling like nothing I do is good enough, but I am willing to take a chance and see if I'm wrong. Add an and or a but. When you have those old shitty thoughts, don't worry about coming up with a pie in the sky thought, because a lot of us, you know, Janet, a lot of us want to flip our thoughts on a dime. I feel like nothing is good enough. And then we want to be like, everything I do is good enough and amazing. No, it's not. It feels like shit and you can't believe it. So keep the shitty thought, add a connector and or but. I feel like nothing is good enough, but I'm willing to try something and just see what happens. Keep it. Let it buckle that old shitty thought into the passenger seat. Be like, come on, let's go. But I'm gonna put a friend there beside of you. Try that. I have been here 2.5 years. I feel like I'm still not doing the things consistently. I ask myself why. I start out the day good and it all goes downhill. Any advice on how not to feel like I need to do all? I think I've talked about that till I've said all the things about that. I'm on a stall in weight loss and even gained some. I feel like I know why, but I just can't stop in the moment of overeating. April is for you, Sandy. We are going to do that environmental cleanup for sure. But I just want you to see what you can do. Find out when are you overeating the most? That's the number one question to ask. Go to ask coaches and say, I notice I'm overeating a good bit consistently. Most of my overeats are when I come home from work before dinner or at nighttime or after dinner when I put the kids to bed. Help me. And we will give you all kinds of stuff to help you. Take it right there. You've regained a little bit, go back to that regain solution. Won't you? And who's going to do the regain solution? Who just put that? Y'all hook up with one another. Give each other your email address. Y'all go through that together. Meet Lori Dorman. Sandy, meet Lori. Lori, meet Sandy. Anybody else that's regained that wants to join this group? Lori, are you willing to go all in on Sandy with the regain solution? We got Lori, Janet, and Sandy. Y'all all email support at pnptribe.com. Attention, MJ, I'm gonna put y'all together. Look at me creating accountability groups. Email support at pnptribe.com. If it gets too big, just email me, Valerie. This chat will go away in just a little bit. Email me. If I get too big, if the group gets too big, I'll break y'all up into two groups. I'm gonna put y'all together. We're gonna get y'all shit together. Vern. Email me. Attention, MJ. I'm gonna hook y'all up. Oh, y'all. What y'all doing in here regaining weight? And why haven't y'all taken the regain? Girl, I'm gonna hook y'all up. We're gonna get y'all going. I've been on a stall since October, have done the stalls lessons and working on eating half my usual portions and leveling up quality also. Woo! Weekdays going good, but weekends not so much. When I look back at journal plan, I think it's alcohol related. Not giving up, but need some MJ wisdom. First of all, your plan during the week may not look like your plan on the weekend. So you need to make sure, Nancy, that your plan on the weekend is doable. It's not going to look like your weekday plan. Like, we can't think that we're going to move through and it's going to look exactly the same. So we want to do that. That's number one. Number two, you want to, especially if you are going to drink, set up your environment for that. If you know you're going to drink to the point where you're not going to pay attention to what the your anything, put shit away. Make it harder for yourself. At least give yourself an opportunity to think. Okay. I know that I eat in response to stress. I don't want to deal with family shit going on right now, so I resist journaling about it because I know nothing is in my control. Well, you know what? You still need to journal about it because you got shitty thoughts about it. You got to get it out onto paper. I don't feel in control, and that makes me feel. When I know I'm not in control, I want to do these things. You want to go there. I can't fix my asshole brother or my narcissistic father. No, you cannot. So I feel like writing about it will only perpetuate the misery going on right now. I would go through and say, I have an asshole brother and a narcissistic father. I've had to do this with my mom. And when I hear them talk or they do these things, it makes me feel what? And then why does it make me feel that way? Am I making it mean anything about me? I know I can't control it, but I keep trying to control it, even though I know I can't by doing this thing. So there's a lot. Go into ask coaches and start to write in there, and we will help you through it. And we can probably show you the connection that you can make. I don't want to give them the power and my weight loss, but I seem to give up on myself each night. Yeah, there's a lot of thoughts you've got about them. Just because something is not in your control. Like, my daughter got married. It's a great example. And there are some things she does now. She's not in my control. It's her and her husband, they live down at the beach. Lots of things going on. And I used to have some influence. Now I have less influence. And I have had to work through that. Our relationship changed. Who I was in her life has changed. There's a lot. And I had to work through all of that. Go in there and start writing some of the things about how you feel. Go back and listen to this call. I gave you a bunch of great prompts that you could use. Start writing about that and then take it to ask coaches. I know my struggle and it's sweets, Kim says. I journal on it. I have white knuckled through it. And if I have one, it's over. I tried not buying it for a bit. Then if I'm out alone, it hits me and I buy not one, but multiple singles. That is what is keeping me from any success. Why? What do you think it's giving you? In that moment, think about the last time you did it. What drove you there? Probably something emotional. I notice when I'm frustrated. I notice when I have a shitty day at work. I notice when my kid says XYZ that I tend to stop and get it. Figure out why. We've got to solve for that. What is driving you over there? Dovey. Oh, I love that name. Is that your real name, Dovey? Because I love that. Or is that like a nickname? I love that name. Maybe my favorite name I've seen in a while. My husband has a stressful job. I can immediately tell by his body language at the evenings when he's had a tough day. So I try extra hard not to add extra stress on him by making sure everybody and everything is good. Oh, her real name is Dovey. Everything and everything is good in the house. Then after he goes to bed, I find myself with a bag of chips, eating like I have to finish in 30 seconds or less. Yes, he's not mean, just silent. Here's the thing. He has a stressful job. His thoughts about his job, his thoughts about stress and what's created is not under your control. Now, you can affect it, and I love that you're trying to affect it, but probably I want you to think about this. I want you to think about how you talk to yourself about everybody and everything is good in the house. Probably it's like, I can't add more. He's already had, he supports us and it's already so bad. And, you know, I can't be the cause of him adding more stress. These people in my house, they better be quiet. Everything's got to be perfect or I'm going to be the one that's creating the stress. How about this? I love him enough. I know he's got a stressful job and I appreciate him so very much. I'm going to do everything I can. I mean, ultimately, you know, it's his decision to stay in this job. It's his decision to take on this stress. I'm going to do my best because I love him so much. And I'm not going to do it perfectly every time, but I'm going to do the best I can because I love him so much. Oh, does that feel like the temperature has turned down, Dovey? You're still doing the things, but it's not like I have to. I can't control everybody, but I'm going to do my best to affect what I can. And I know it's probably going to help him some. I'm not going to get it right every time. That's okay. But my heart's in the right place. Do you see how you're still doing the same thing? But it's turning the temperature down. Because right now, what's happening is you are on high alert, high alert, high alert. And then when you're finally like you are on, you know, DEFCON 5 or whatever, then whenever he goes to bed and everybody gets quiet, you're like, you can finally breathe. And you've got to, that's, you got to solve for that. Y'all be emailing in. My phone is blowing up with messages from support. I'm gonna get y'all hooked up in a minute. I had a massive week of overeating because I feel overwhelmed and bitter because my mother-in-law is visiting for 6 months. Oh, that's lovely. Unfortunately, we hate each other. That is unfortunate. So she could be there for 6 months. The way that sentence read just made me, that's the best. Unfortunately, we hate each other, which causes so much tension and frustration. How can I deal with this, my negative emotion towards my husband, who is forcing the visit and not eating over it? I'm stressed and I feel like the eating is self-harming, even though I know I'm doing it self-soothe. Yes. Well, it is soothing you. However, it is harming your weight loss attempts. So it is doing both, which is, you know, that's what it does, right? Here's the thing, Anonymous, I'm be quite honest with you. You could leave. You have choices. You could walk out today. Be like, listen, I don't like her. She don't like me. I will no longer be staying in this house. But you've decided you want to stay. Okay? Now, I want you to write, this is going to be very difficult for you. Three things you like about your mother-in-law. Three things. This will be difficult. You can take it to ask coaches. And when she is doing the things, you're going to have to remind yourself of the three things. And even, you know, Karen Brent has a terrible relationship with her mother. My mother actually put a loaded gun in my face, tried to kill me. I can come up with three good things about my mother. It'd take me a minute, but I could do it. I could 100% do it. And here's the thing. She is going to say and do things. And you know that when she gets there, she's going to come in with all of her, she's coming in hot. And you have got to decide whether you're going to make it mean something about you or not. Like I've decided my mom's a bitch. Her goal in life is to hurt me. It's her goal, literally. If y'all heard how she talked to me, it's her goal. That's what she wants. It gives her pleasure. And that has nothing to do with me. That has everything to do with her. So when she says shit about me, to my face, all of that, I always just think, and I tell my friends this all the time, it must be terrible to be her. I feel sorry for her. Like she says all kinds of terrible shit to me, but that is pitiful. It is pitiful to live that way. And I even told her the other week, she did hang up on me. I don't know if y'all have ever listened to the Gap and the Gain. But I told her, she was complaining, 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 and I'm in prison and I hate this place and I need to go to Walmart, blah, 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 blah. And it's awful. I can't walk very much and I'm blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, Mama, this is awful. I said, you, first of all, you can pee by yourself. You are not in diapers. You can walk. Yes, it hurts, but God bless, there are people in wheelchairs that would love to be able to walk. You live in an assisted living facility. You get to have your cat. You get to walk down to the dining room. There are people that would kill to be where you are. And you spend all of your time thinking about what you don't have. I was like, imagine how much nicer your life would be if you just spent 2 or 3 minutes a day thinking about what you still have. And then she hung up on me. So there's that. But you could, Karen Brent, you could do three good things about your mom. First of all, my mom, shitty mom, she taught me how to be a mom. Because you know what I say? What would Jeannie do? Then do the opposite. So she did teach me how to be an amazing mom. The other thing she did for me, she gave me to my grandmother. She ended up, my Susie, and I loved her with all of my heart. Best gift anybody can ever give me. I had a deeper relationship with my grandmother because my mom was a bitch. And she was hateful to me. And the other thing that I learned from her, three good things about her, is that I know what I missed as a child, and I bent over backwards to make sure my children did not miss that from me, that emotional support from me. And I appreciate her for those things. It's not how any kid wants to learn those things. Nobody should have to learn it that way. Sucks that I had to learn it that way, but I did, it's still something I learned. I'm better for it. I'm a better friend. I'm a better mom. I'm better wife. I'm better everything. Better coach. Because of what she taught me. She taught me how I don't want to be. She made me resilient and strong. I'm alive. Girl, yes. Absolutely. And she also, because I don't know how much y'all know about my mom, but I found out later in life, like during COVID, she's actually a lesbian. She's been married twice. The true love of her life was a woman. Which she, like, looking back now, I'm like, how the fuck didn't you know that, MJ? Like, damn. Anyway, and she taught me what it means to live in your truth. Because I think to myself now, like, that opened me up so much. When I found out her one true love was a woman and she's gay, I always think, like, to live like that, to always hide who you are as a person, to always have to lie and to have to marry a man, feel like you have to marry a man and be in relationships with men because you're a hairdresser in the South in the 70s and 80s. No wonder she's so fucking bitter. No wonder she's bitter. Hell, I might would be too, you know? Just thinking about what it means. Like, she just taught me to be honest, to be upfront, to live in your truth. How did she you find out she was really a lesbian? I will tell you, Carolyn, she had a power outage at her house and somebody needed to charge her phone because she had no power. So we went over and got her phone and it kept going off and going off and going off. And idiot me looked at her text messages and there were a lot of sexting between her and her lover. Yeah, it was. Yeah, I mean, it said shit like we really did make Wednesday a hump day. It was bad. It was bad. It was 70-year-old sexting. Yeah, it was not fun. It was not fun. That was a hard day at my house. And then I tried to keep it for my kids, and my kids found the phone. And then I said, "Don't tell your sister." They said, "Who do you think told us?" Oh, Shelly, I always wanted to know how to spell "Lord have mercy," and you just spelled it for me. Thank you. Sexting, I've got the sex coach on here. Sexting has no age limit. You're right. And you know what? Good for her that she found they reconnected later in life. They lived together when I was younger. They reconnected later in life. They exchanged rings with one another. I'm glad she got to do that at the end. So You worked in a nursing home too, like I did. Big sick. Oh, girl, we found people in people's beds. But yeah, I'm really thankful that she did get to reconnect with her, because I think that was, such a gift, to be able to do that. Let's see. Kieran said that's sweet they reconnected, but did it make her less of a bitch? Because I'd find a mom, a woman, if it had helped. Yeah, no, she's still not nice to me, but it is nice they did get to reconnect. So, I mean, but it gave me a lot of compassion for her. A lot of compassion for her. And again, does not excuse how she treated me. Does not excuse all the things that she did. It does not make it right. However, it helps me to move forward. And that's all I really care about. I don't care about how she feels. I don't care about her feelings. I need to move forward. I need to live my best life, despite of how she taught me these lessons. And for a lot of us, that's what we have to do. That is what we have to do. Yeah, explanation doesn't equal excusing. I wish I didn't have to learn the lessons I learned the way I learned them. I would have loved to have learned them a different way, but I would like to sign up to learn them a different way. But I didn't. But I didn't. I learned them this way. And so it made me who I am. I'm here because of her. I'm here because of the way I was raised. I'm a better coach because of it. I'm a better human because of it. If don't like it, doesn't excuse it. But I think for a lot of us, that's where we have to get to with relationships, with moms and all that other kind of stuff. So, I mean, it is what it is, right? I can't change it. I would love to. No, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't love to change it. Made me who I am, but looking back, I'm like, it sucks. But I can't change it. I can't go back and redo it. All I can do is learn from it and move forward from it. All right, y'all. This has been everywhere. We have been up, we have been down. I have been crying, I have been yelling. I have gone up. We have been around the world today. I'm gonna get into Help Scout because y'all have sent me all the darn messages. I'm gonna get y'all set up into some groups. Y'all are gonna do the regain solution. And we're gonna get y'all some losing some damn weight. That's what we're gonna do. I'm gonna put y'all all in an email group. I'm on vacation next week, so y'all can't email me next week, but just check in every week. So, all right, y'all. Happy birthday to Jen from Alaska. Yes. Y'all have a great day, and I will talk to y'all later. Bye, y'all.